And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today I'm discussing characteristics of successful homes. Successful homes don't just happen to happen. Successful homes don't involve two perfectly matched people who automatically respond in the right way in every decision that they face. No, far from this. Successful homes involve people who are willing to work at establishing the kind of home that God can bless. These are homes where the parents and their children follow principles. Principles that have been established by consistent training of the family and by careful thought of the parents. And while the specific techniques will differ some from home to home, there are still some general characteristics that mark those homes that are successful in establishing family harmony, unity of purpose, spirituality. One such characteristic is that both parents take responsibility for the children. I've known of homes, for instance, where the father felt that the mother should take full responsibility for a daughter, or homes where the father would refuse to change a diaper since that was a woman's responsibility. That approach will lead to trouble. Unless both mom and dad participate in the training and general supervision of the children, those children will later bring discord and sorrow into their family. Your children are so made up that they need both of their parents as they develop. Their emotional well-being, their general adjustment to life, demands that they have a well-balanced input from both parents. And so both of you need to give yourselves to the rearing of your children. When only one parent dominates the training of a child, character quirks develop that will inevitably cause unhappiness. Homosexual tendencies, for instance, often develop in homes that are mother-dominated. But there are other problems as well that can develop, including depression, inferiority, insecurity, and antisocial behavior. And the parent, of course, who is most likely to contribute less than his share of responsibility in the area is the father. He works all day, has outside activities at night, and often forgets to take time for his children. But they need him, and he does not dare take the chance of allowing his wife to have the sole responsibility for the rearing of the children. If mothers allow themselves to become involved extensively with outside activities, it's also possible for them to shirk their responsibilities with the children. Remember, the picture that the Bible presents is of both parents training their children. Proverbs 1:8 says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." Proverbs 19:26 warns, "He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach." 12 times the words father and mother occur together in the book of Proverbs, clearly showing the involvement of both parents with their children. This is a characteristic that must be present in your home if you want to be successful in the rearing of your family. For 2 weeks now, I've been mentioning characteristics of successful homes. Let me briefly mention them again. Communication between the family members, regular family activities, an open-door policy so that your children can invite their friends over, developing family traditions, disciplined love, a wholesome psychological atmosphere in the home, a well-developed devotional program through which the family reads God's Word and prays together, the husband's leadership, time that mom and dad spend alone with each other, a shared social life, agreement on both the secular and spiritual goals of life, and both parents becoming involved with their children. These are major characteristics that should be present in your home. Are they? If not, by the grace of God, set out to make those changes that will allow God's blessings upon your home.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.